Let's speak to the BBC's Maureen Madill. Morning to you, Maureen.
Good morning, Stephen.
This is the point, isn't it? That we just don't want him to win because of how good he is. We want him to win because of what he's like as a human being.
Oh yeah, there's no question about that. I think we're very fortunate in golf and with the Irish golfers because they are terrific ambassadors. And I think the sport has got a lot to do with that because there are so many hard knocks. It's hard to be cocky at golf because you can be sure you'll be knocked off your perch sooner rather than later. But Rory is, he's got a great deal of humility. I suppose Peter was alluding to what some people might think of as old-fashioned values. But, you know, I remember saying to Rory's dad, that I like this about him, that despite his success, he had a lot of humility. He was confident, but he wasn't arrogant. And Jerry McIlroy looked at me and said, Maureen, if he hadn't humility, he said his mother would kill him. And he said, I'd kill him too, but she'd really kill him. So, you know, it comes down to the way he was brought up as well. But we're blessed with that with all of our Irish golfers, to be honest.
And, of course, we saw those emotional scenes last night when he was hugging his dad.
Yeah, I mean, it is great. You know, it was a colossal win. 8 shots is a terrific win. It's, you know, it's like Mo Farah being sort of 3/4 of a lap ahead. You know, I mean, even I, who was sitting back extraordinarily relaxed and being able to enjoy it from a few holes out, he started 3 clear and he increased it to 8. There was a little bit of a flurry when Poulter started with 6 birdies in the first seven holes and got to within 2 just when Rory was starting his final round. But really, he was very secure the whole way on, so it was a very nice watch.
It's often part of the nature of what I do in this programme every single day of the week that we find things that isn't good about Northern Ireland and we debate it. This is something that is not just spectacular for this place, but let's remind ourselves how small we are, and that makes it even more spectacular.
Well, it is spectacular, and it's, you know, it's very interesting studies done about what makes success and sporting success and so on. And there's no doubt that the little band of players that we have in Ireland and then up from the north of Ireland as well, the rivalries produce greater performances. You know, these Graham McDowells, the Darren Clarks, the Padraig Harringtons, who really started off the modern success in Irish golf, they all feed off one another, and it's tremendous. And we're a tremendous province for enjoying our successes wherever they come from. I mean, if I don't know much about darts, for example, but if I've got a Northern Ireland darts player who suddenly pops up and wins something, I'll be the greatest expert in darts, and I'll be ready for the party because one of our own has done something. So, you know, that's one of the things I love about the Irish and their supporting of sport. They're very generous. They're usually not as quick to be critical as other nations because they have an understanding that sport is a very fluid kind of situation, and there are going to be lots and lots of ups and downs.
Maureen, lovely to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much indeed.